Kugel reporting. U.S. inadvertently kills hostages in drone strike. A U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages, one an American aid worker, the other an Italian man, both held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. President Barack Obama personally apologized for the incident Thursday. American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been working on aid projects in Pakistan. President Obama reflected on the failed mission.
It is a cruel and bitter truth that in the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur. But one of the things that sets America apart from many other nations, one of the things that makes us exceptional, is our willingness to confront squarely our imperfections and to learn from our mistakes.
The White House also announced the U.S. forces killed two American leaders of Al-Qaeda operatives in separate operations, Ahmed Farouk and Adam Gadan, who had served as a spokesman for the terror network. A U.S. military official says Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen, are moving away from that country. The official, speaking in anonymity, said the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. The White House has said it has seen evidence that Iran supplied arms to the Shiite Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Military officials deny the U.S. fleet is there to intercept Iranian ships. Meanwhile, Saudi-led coalition warplanes again struck rebel targets in the southern port of Aden. The European Union, under mounting pressure to ease a surging migrant crisis, agreed to triple funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the pledge Thursday after an emergency EU summit in Brussels. French President François Hollande said he will seek a UN resolution authorizing the EU to destroy boats used by people smuggling to ferry thousands of migrants from North Africa to Europe. The EU summit came just 4 days after up to 900 migrants aboard a single boat bound for Italy drowned off the coast of Libya when the vessel capsized. European Council President Donald Tusk of Poland says saving innocent lives is the number one priority, aided by stopping smugglers and preventing illegal migration flows.
First, we need to crack down on the human smugglers. We have to break up their networks and to undermine their business model.
The EU is also proposing creation of 5,000 resettlement places for refugees who make it to European shores. The U.S. Defense Department is dismissing comments by a Russian military official that American troops are training Ukrainian soldiers in the conflict zone in Ukraine's east, calling those allegations ridiculous and propaganda. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman made the allegation Thursday. U.S. Army and Ukrainian National Guard troops kicked off joint training exercises earlier this week in Ukraine's western Lviv region, more than 1,000 kilometers away from the fighting in the country's east. After more than 5 months' delay, the U.S. Senate confirmed Loretta Lynch as Attorney General, the first female African-American to hold the post. VOA's Michael Bowman has more.
President Obama nominated federal prosecutor Loretta Lynch last November before Senate control switched from Democrats to Republicans. Thursday, the Senate voted 56-43 to confirm her, with all Democrats and 10 Republicans backing her nomination. For months, Democrats blasted Republicans over the delay in scheduling her confirmation vote, noting that Lynch waited longer than all seven previous Attorney General nominees combined. The president issued a statement saying Lynch will use her experience as a tough, independent, and well-respected prosecutor to handle key bipartisan priorities like criminal justice reform and cybercrime. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Loretta Lynch is replacing outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, the first African-American man to hold the position. Thursday was the last day of campaigning in Togo before Saturday's presidential poll. President Faure Gnassingbé faces four challengers in his bid for a third term. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.